Well, the wild ride keeps going.
I'll just read you this and then we'll get into something else.
Personality of the ruling class. It's misleading to assign a single personality trait to an entire group of people, as human behavior is far too nuanced for such generalizations. With that in mind, let's narrow our focus to the current president, Donald J. Trump. Trump embodies a man of the people ethos, meaning he is profoundly influenced by the popular will and often adapts his stance to align with it. For those who support his success, it's crucial to recognize that any friction arises when his personal desires or methods diverge from the public's priorities. Yet, when their objectives converge, the result is widespread satisfaction and shared celebration. At its core, the American people seek law and order, applied fairly and consistently. Trump shares this aspiration, but the journey toward it is fraught with hidden challenges that many overlook. His approach often reflects the public's ideals in broad strokes, yet it deviates in execution. To illustrate, consider the IRS. A growing number of citizens view it as an oppressive institution that perpetuates economic servitude, and they advocate for its outright abolition. In contrast, the ruling elite regard it as an essential tool for apprehending criminals and funding government initiatives. While Trump and the people agree on enforcing IRS laws equitably, their ultimate visions differ. The public aims to dismantle the agency entirely, whereas Trump seeks to redirect its scrutiny towards non-citizens. Such mirrored goals inevitably breed disagreement even amid shared intent. In my view, the primary shortcomings of the Trump administration lies in its failure to communicate goals clearly and compellingly to everyday citizens. Administration officials, often entrenched in elite circles, tout achievements as triumphs for both themselves and the nation. However, from the public's perspective, these victories frequently appear as incomplete or superficial half-measures, leaving a sense of unfulfilled promises. Now, I stand by this, even after all the revelations of the Epstein crap. We definitely stand by this. He is human. Unfortunately, many people have brought him up to God level, and he is not God. He certainly ain't Jesus. The only good news I can give you is Trump really is swayed by the mass majority of you. If you scream loud enough, he's going to bend the knee. Don't stop screaming. But I am curious, what will he not bend the knee on, no matter how much pressure we put upon him? We haven't reached that yet. Even the Epstein files, I mean, he was really reluctant, but eventually he's caving. So I am very curious, where's the stopping point here? How much of the token arrest is actually going to be a token arrest, or is he going to go all the way? We don't know. You're as up to date as I am, and I'm feeling pretty behind. But at this moment, I would just like all of the Republicans, all of the Democrats, to not have a job. I'm sure many of you are with me in that, because none of them apparently know how to do a simple representative job.